when you have nothing of substance, just call your opponent a fascist.
I'm seeing that.
It is 7:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Kamala Harris, lacking any, substance. Well, the ability to answer questions. Even CNN is picking on her. Ooh. But here she is doing the old Trump is a fascist thing. And if you don't believe me, just ask his old chief of staff.
It is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
General definition.
Okay. So there are people who worked in his administration that don't like him. Shock. Next thing you'll tell me is Liz Cheney and her old man are actually supporting Kamala.
They actually are. Yeah. But do you think we'd want to go back and talk to the many staff members of one Kamala Harris over the decades who no longer work for her?
I don't know. I haven't seen or heard many come out positively. And there's a lot to choose from, because apparently, well, she was at least the VP for sure. I don't know about previous to that, but well, she was the VP. She had a huge turnover in staff. Now they used to rip on Trump when he had a turnover in a staff member, but when Kamala's record-setting pace of blowing people out, oh, nary a word from the lefty media. Not that we're surprised. And in Trump's case, remember, he was a newcomer.
Yes.
Newcomer. Non-politician. Walking into the biggest office in the land, and, oh, yeah, you don't know who your friends are. And it does take time to weed them out. And a lot of them were, well, if they were conservatives, they were old school status quo. Hey, man, yeah, we're the swamp, but we're all feeding off of it. Don't move that trough, whatever you do. Yeah. Okay. We've had enough of that. By the way, hunting tip. Do not go with Dick and Tim. Dick Cheney, remember old Dickie boy?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He'll shoot you straight up. Absolutely. He'll just shoot you in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and
terrible shot.
And that's what he does to his friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But thankfully, Tim Walz can't even load a shotgun, so not as much fear, I guess. My gosh. Oh, but hey, man, I'm cool. I have guns.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Kamala say it, too? I have guns.
I have a Glock. Have you shot it? Well, of course I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever. But
well, she has one. But
and if you come in her house, she will shoot you. I mean, that's what she said. So, but she doesn't want that to really apply to the rest of us, I don't think.
You have to know the secret knock that only Willie knows. Okay?
Ooh. Yeah,
little Willie.
Yeah.
Willie.
Never would go home.
All right. Former CIA director John Brennan, who I'm not a fan of. He was on Wednesday on MSNBC. Anna Cabrera reports. And he said, "We have seen this continuous pattern over the course of many years of Donald Trump endorsing individuals such as Hitler." I missed that ad campaign. I guess it was before my time. Was that back in like 38?
Oh, yeah. Billboards all over the place.
Back in 38? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Disparaging the U.S. military. That's another lie. It's been debunked. Mm-hmm. And ask military people themselves. Vast majority are big time appreciative of Trump. All right. Advocating for fascism. Give me a break. And he has to throw the John Kelly thing in there. That's what John Kelly said, that he's a fascist. Just like Mark Milley, a former chairman of the Joint Chief, said Donald Trump is a fascist to the core. I think when they use that term, maybe they mean he takes their input, okay, and then makes a decision.
On his own.
Yeah, on his own, utilizing the input, but not maybe necessarily doing what they want to have done. That's where the rub comes in. These are very powerful people at some of the highest levels, and nobody wants to be told no, or I don't like your idea, or thanks for, you know, the idea, but we're going to go in another direction, whatever it is. They're ego fragile in many cases, okay? Brennan goes on to say, it just demonstrates that Donald Trump is not interested in promoting our democratic system and values as Americans. What? What do you mean? He's trying to protect free speech, and you and your lefty friends are trying to squash free speech. You talk about, well, we just want to stop disinformation, but you sign off on a letter that says that the Hunter Biden laptop has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. So, yeah, Trump's not interested in promoting our democratic system. But to you, Brennan, the democratic system must involve a whole lot of shady lying and skullduggery. I do not care for this guy.
No.
Yeah. And then he goes on. He says, therefore, again, I find it absurd and appalling that so many Americans are willing to just dismiss these comments. The undecided voters that are still out there, I think they really need to take this into account when you have an individual such as John Kelly and Mark Milley saying this about Donald Trump. Is this the country that you want your children or grandchildren to grow up in? I certainly hope not. What an absolute moron this guy is. Yeah, John Kelly and Mark Milley, they didn't like Trump, okay? Because they're used to getting their way. That's one of the problems there. And again, I have to go back to ask the people that actually serve our nation. Oh, I mean, here's an idea. Maybe you could ask Vladimir Putin, hey, Putin, why did you, under the Biden administration, invade Ukraine? Why did you, under an Obama administration, invade and take Crimea? But yet you took no action against those folks while Trump was president. Right? What does that tell you? It tells you that other world leaders respect and fear a Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They're having their way and have had their way with the Clintons and Obamas and Bidens. Okay? They've had their way with them.
Yeah.
Trump's not going to stand for it. That's what you have to look at. He goes on, his private comments and decisions were very much consistent with a lot of the rhetoric we're hearing from him. Again, this is not just John Brennan, former CIA director. But what? Such a bozo. But it's not just coming from him. they don't have any substance of their own to go on. But what they forget is, Trump was already president. If all these bad things you're saying about him are true, then why do people not remember him that way at all?
Did he lock up all those comedians and those late night TV hosts?
No.
Did he have the military go against any of them or any of his critics?
He didn't use the judicial system.
He had 4 years to do all that stuff, and he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yep. Look, the left is desperate, folks. It's going to get worse. Yes. 7:15 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825.
Houthi militants,
Hamas,
a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS,
Russian and Iranian arms trade,
North Korea,
China.
This is geopolitical whack-a-mole.
With so much to talk about, there's a lot that fires you up.
Now,
time to air it out. What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
7:21, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Lines are full. If you don't get through right away, please try back, and we will do everything we can within our power to get to you. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is Wilton the Weasel Simpson and Ashley the Mini Dictator Moody tried to do an end run around the Florida Constitution and tried to deny the people of Florida their right to vote on Amendment 3 by sending it to the Supreme Court and tried to get them to quash it before we even got a chance to vote on it. Now, that Wilton the Weasel, he's the agricultural commissioner, and he's going to try to do away with agriculture in Florida. That's part of agriculture.
Well, no, he's one of the best advocates for agriculture the state of Florida's ever had. And look, you can disagree with them on certain things, but I don't know that that one thing makes him a weasel. I don't think that's fair.
I don't know, the name calling really helps.
And it makes whatever your agenda is pretty obvious, and you're kind of weak in the way that you present it. Why don't you say, hey, I think that voting for Amendment 3 is a good thing because of, and then you fill in the blanks. That's how you win people over, by calling the Ag Commissioner and Ashley Moody names. Doesn't really explain to people why you are for Amendment 3. Maybe they took it to court because the language wasn't good. Maybe they took it to court because one corporation is going to run the whole shebang. So if you're looking for this personal freedom aspect of it, it's not like you're going to be free to grow your own, not legally under this amendment, but you're certainly free to vote your conscience for whatever you want. But if you're trying to win people over, or you just want to call people names and complain because you might not get your way, yeah, think about it. Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is the Parker Road and Northwest 20th Avenue over there by Oakmont. I know that they said that they were going to put in a traffic light and a turn lane, but, I mean, they haven't even filled potholes, so why should I expect anything different? But there is a little indentation, you know, where you don't actually have a real turn lane. But you have like an indentation where you can get over if you're going to turn right. Nobody uses it. It's like they're stopping in the middle of the road to turn right.
Yeah, because they won't actually, whoever's in charge of doing that properly, for whatever reason, just won't do it. Look, when I came here, you had to wait in line behind buses. They would not do a turnout for buses. Ugh. They would make lines of traffic wait. So you couldn't get ahead of the bus, which was by design, so they could sell you on, hey, every year we race a car, a bicycle, and a bus, and the bus wins. It's like, nope, Sherlock. Of course they would. Yeah, no, nothing. Look, that's why maybe at 8:05 you should tune in, because somebody who will, I think, you know, change that is Elizabeth Dobler. She's going to be on the air with us at 8:05 running for Alachua County Commission. All right, 877-975-9825. Call in now. And Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me? I was listening to the Gordon Deal show the hour before the Bob Rose show. Somebody was asking Kamala Harris how she would tackle the illegal immigration problem, and she whined the same phrase about four times. So we just need to fix the problem. She doesn't understand the problem. The problem is failure to enforce existing law, and also we need to reduce asylum claimants to Canada and Mexico. Everyone else needs to be rejected. That's the problem.
Yeah, in other words, make it the way it was under Trump. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, I heard on the news that North Korea has sent as many as 10,000 Special Forces troops into Russia to train and to probably be used to fight in Ukraine. That's a major escalation, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is very concerned about it.
Well, and we should be concerned about it, and it appears that is some form of escalation. Yeah, you're right. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this is kind of off topic here a little bit, but what's been bugging me is I've been working on an old Victorian house, painting it about four stories up in the air, and I'm terrified of heights, and I have no idea how to get over my fear. I just have to persevere and keep working. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I get that.
Don't look down is advice that was given to me, and it's helpful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as silly as it sounds, it's helpful. I'm not saying it cures you. It doesn't. Jackie, what's bugging you?
Hi there. How are y'all?
Great.
What's bugging me is two things. These people who are complaining about not getting their electricity on in a timely manner, what the hell do they think is going on? And picking up trash off the side of the road. That trash is not hurting anybody. They'll pick it up when they get time. But my main concern is all of us are paying high dollar for homeowners insurance, and every one of us are scared to death to make a claim. That's wrong on every level.
Yeah, you are right on every level, I believe. So thank you for airing that out. Buckshot, what's bugging you?
Yeah, on the Bill Cunningham show this past weekend, and then one time our Kamak, I'm trying to find the recording of that, they stated that go and vote and vote often. I know it could possibly with being a conservative or a Republican may have a different meaning, but our Democratic friends has a nefarious meaning, and I think we should be careful in using that.
I think people with a modicum of common sense know that generally relates to the way things were done in Chicago, where the late Mayor Daley had actually said, you know, vote early and vote often or something along those lines.
It's satire now.
And it became a satirical type line. But thanks for explaining it to some of the folks that might not get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you approach a traffic light, my friends, if the green light is on the lane above you, that it means it's okay for you to proceed.
Oh, man.
Just in case you didn't know that.
The wisdom we're getting on the show this morning.
Pearls of wisdom that I extol on a daily basis free of charge.
It is getting
I'm a
deep.
Giver. I love humanity. 728. Thanks for participating. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, Elizabeth Dobler, candidate for Alachua County District 1. Maybe she can help make some positive changes. So stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
Ticket.
I stand before you
from the RNC
only by the grace of Almighty God
to the DNC.
It is my great honor
to your vote.
I think it was a coup and they didn't want him running.
I have Joe's endorsement
on the sky. Every move.
When I win the election, we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
Every breaking event.
New penalties for opportunistic companies.
This is the election station.
Economy wrecker.
What I call an opportunity economy.
Coverage you can trust. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Another day in paradise, my friends. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, CNN hosts a town hall featuring Kamala Harris and then turns right around and slams her for non-answers, which, I mean, everything they said was true. I mean, she won't give a straight answer pretty much any of their questions. So, yeah, even they're beginning to get frustrated, as well as, I think, a lot of the American people. I mean, polls taken recently shows that Trump support continues to grow with blacks and Hispanics, for instance. All right, so you got that going on. Want some good news? National Geographic names Ocala National Forest world's best for 2025. What that means is they're giving you travel tips. So although it's nice to have that little award or badge, you're going to have maybe, you know, additional visitors just saying you got to share the forest. It's for everybody. But no, that's quite a prestigious award, I would imagine. Got to have some good news. Halloween is around the corner, and a lot of people are going to wear costumes. And this, I think, is geared more toward adults, but I guess for everyone. These are the please don't do. The please don't do list from Good Housekeeping. This actually was from last year. Don't play a Holocaust victim. No explanation needed.
No.
Don't do anything involving blackface. Doesn't matter what you did when you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that this is the list, and
I get it.
Deal with it how you want.
I still think they're idiots, but that's okay.
Don't do transphobic costumes.
Well, what's transphobic? I mean, are you kind of just cross-dressing, or if it's transphobic, are you making fun of someone? See, that's what I get out of that one.
I think its original intent was always, yeah, you're the big macho man with hairy legs.
Yeah.
Let's dress you up in a dress. And everybody
it was funny,
will,
ha-ha, right?
Yeah.
Or now if you do that, though, they'll just think you're a new tennis player on the, you know, women's league.
Right.
So,
right.
So you should be able to do it now.
Yeah, but they would say you're making fun of trans people when right. that has never been yeah. the yeah. case. But now it is what it is.
Everybody
right?
has to get offended over something.
In fact, there was a tranny granny costume that they were selling at Walmart for a period wow. of time until somebody pointed it out. And it was called Tranny Granny.
Well, they like to be clever in their names. They name them funny
yeah.
in their perspectives.
But so, you're being ageist and...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And transphobic.
Don't dress up as a COVID-19 pandemic because, number one, most people aren't going to get it. And yeah. number two, who wants to be close to the COVID-19
yeah.
thing.
Mm-mm.
All right.
And that's old at this point.
No body shaming and objectifying costumes.
Now, as a little kid, I'd dress up like what we called a bum, you know, back in the day. You know,
I don't even know if you could say that.
I probably
what
can.
About hobo?
Hobo?
That's what I said. What are you going
yes.
as? A hobo.
Yes. Oh, man.
You had to have the stick with the little, like, bag uh-huh. tied to it, whatever that was.
It was a bandana, kind of, with all your yeah. life's possessions in that. So you didn't have a golf.
And where did we learn that? Like, that's cartoon world, right?
Well, you'd jump on the train, you'd yeah. ride, you know. Nowadays, you'd have to have a shopping cart that you stole from,
oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Publix or
but,
Walmart
but
or something.
Again, that wouldn't be.
Not proper.
Very nice.
Not proper.
Cultural stereotypes.
Well,
if
we
you,
just did one.
So if yeah. you or your child intend to pay homage to a beloved Disney character, like, say, Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Take care to dress with sensitivity. Focus on costuming linked to a specific character, not general looks that have particular meaning to often marginalized groups of people.
How about it's a compliment to dress up as someone who's different than what you are? It's like all the sports team garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Or dress up as a yeah. Native American. And you're carrying these huge gold sacks that say on it,
like U.S. Mint or what?
No, what? With gambling.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
Casino. Like, it says casino cash on it.
See, I think that's funny, actually.
Yeah, see?
And they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Hey, it's what we call a win-win. Get it?
See what you did there.
All right. Why are we spinning the wheel?
We're at the casino.
Oh, did we win?
I hope so.
Always bet on black.
Oh,
that's what Wesley Snipes taught me.
No, no, you go back to the one about black. No, you can't talk about black.
I can't say that?
Oh, no, you can't even
Wesley
say that.
Wesley Snipes taught me.
Oh, you can't even. That was then. This is now.
We practically grew up together in Orlando.
New rules.
Not really. He went to Jones High School, though.
Ugh.
All right. Don't dress as a
yeah.
terrorist.
Why not?
I don't know. And what exactly would be the garb?
And it depends which side you're on, maybe.
Do they have a team like Hezbollah? They wear a big H on their uniforms?
I thought about that, but now that you mentioned
because
it.
That would be confused with the Houthis. You know yeah. what they use? They use a blowfish. That's their
wow.
That's their team insignia.
Actually, if you're on some teams, you'd also have to have the explosive
the
bomb belt.
Belt.
Yes.
That's only if they're playing what used to be flag football. They call it bomb football now. You pull the flag, both people blow up. See?
Speaking of bombed.
Are you, what? Oh, you're saying that the crowd didn't appreciate that? You just can't hear him. Borshecky Rose. All right, it's actually a picture of what would appear to be Osama bin Laden.
Oh, that's fine.
And he does have this, like, missile embedded in his head with an American flag on it. I got to say.
I got no problem.
It's not a bad look.
I got no problem.
Not a bad look, but yeah. apparently not. You're not supposed to. Zombie versions of deceased celebrities. I'm not even aware that's a thing.
Now, if you want to dress as a celebrity or a zombie, but you're like...
But you can't do both.
You can't, like, come back as, yeah, like Elvis zombie or something.
Yeah.
Because then you'll offend, like, people like me, Elvis fans.
But, here's one you wouldn't think you'd have to explain.
Okay.
Don't dress as, say, an eating disorder. And you're going, what? Yeah. A few years ago, an online store took some heat for releasing a costume called anorexia.
See, it's like the tranny granny. They have clever names.
Yeah, clever indeed, but
but offensive.
Well, Karen Carpenter's family certainly doesn't think it's funny.
See, good point.
Right?
Good point.
The incredibly poor taste outfit included a skeleton dress with a measuring tape belt to cinch the waist. Not only is it a truly terrible pun, it trivializes eating disorders.
All okay, right. I get that. Yeah.
Number 10, animal cruelty.
How would you want to do that?
I don't know how we... It says, you know, off-the-table costumes that involve animal shelters, euthanasia, hunting get-ups with graphic accessories, or anything you wouldn't want your children to come across while out there collecting candy.
So like a dead animal over your shoulder kind of routine if you're a hunter.
What if you're dressed as Daniel Boone? Can you put the dead coon on your head?
Huh. I thought
Isn't
about
that a coon skin hat or whatever?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
By the way, I saw two raccoons together this morning crossing the road in Melrose.
Really?
No, it's not a joke.
Okay.
So two raccoons were...
If they were muskrats, then you break into the song.
Aw, they're in love. One's named Susie, one's named Sam.
Yeah.
Also, not cool for Halloween, dressing as a mentally ill person.
Oh, so you can't go as Kamala Harris.
Nice. I like what you did there.
Plus, you the whole color thing.
It's the straight jacket thing, which...
I got the problem with that.
Well, the thing is, it's like, why do you have a straight jacket? It's like,
you're crazy.
That was for Uncle Joe that lived in the attic.
Yeah.
He's not with us anymore.
Mm.
No, it's...
It doesn't... But if I saw that, I would not be offended by any means.
I wouldn't be, but I understand the sensitivity and the stigma with mental illness, and we do have to work to get past
that. But I don't think of people dealing with, like, air quotes here, normal mental illness with a straight jacket. I mean, that's crazy movie stuff, that kind of thing.
Just wear a t-shirt that lists like your antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds on it.
Wow, you probably gave somebody an idea now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment. How do you dress as that? The Me Too movement should be ample reminder that sexual harassment jokes really aren't funny. There was a costume, apparently, Frank the Flasher.
Okay.
Use your imagination. I'm not going to be more descriptive than that.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh.
Yeah?
But the hobo thing came up.
No.
Well, they didn't call them a hobo or a bum.
Is it street people or something?
You're close.
Yeah.
An unhoused person.
You mean homeless? Or an unhoused.
An unhoused person.
How about the scariest thing you could dress up as this Halloween is somebody who is politically correct and woke? Because that's scary.
Dress up as Tim Walz, but then you got to run around. It takes a lot of energy to be waving your hands and all that.
That's true. And while carrying a shotgun you can't load.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They say, weapons. Nothing with weapons.
A phrase that you used earlier, I'm going to apply here to a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up.
I concur.
Okay, good.
Or as the god of talk radio, ditto.
Ditto.
It is 7:45. We've got a lot more to talk about. We also have Elizabeth Dobler running a candidate for Alachua County Commission District 1. We will talk to her at approximately 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. We're almost there, almost to the weekend. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we are going to have Elizabeth Dobler in the studio in just a little bit. She's running for Alachua County Commission District 1. I know roads are big on her list. We'll let her talk about that coming up in just a little bit. So they have a town hall meeting hosted by CNN and Dana Bash. And then they go and bash Kamala Harris afterwards. And justifiably so. They were upset with her, like, non-answers. I mean, she's got talking points, and she won't deviate from them. She won't explain. And she sounds like a broken record.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah.
And there's no substance there. But you know what? I guess there doesn't need to be any substance there. Because, the lefties that are voting lefty are perfectly accepting of that.
Good point.
Well, case in point, you know, as much as Joy Behar and those goofballs on The View like to stick their nose in everything and give their opinions. I mean, okay, so it's an opinion-based show. That's fine.
All right.
But even they don't have substance. And what I mean by that, not that they ever did, but in this case, they're doing exactly what they initially hated about Donald Trump. Okay, remember first when he was running in 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember they said he's coarse, he's rough around the edges, the language that he uses, he's very abrasive.
He calls people names.
Calls people names. Mm-hmm. We hear this fascist thing, going around. So you go, okay, what's that about? That is something that they put out there on the, be on the lookout for. They put out a bolo. They go, anytime anybody says anything about Trump, you say he's a fascist. And then you can see all the network people do it.
Oh,
all their Democrat guests, they all fall in line and use the same talking points. So now it's a fascist. But Joy Behar, being the creative, clever idiot that she is, added to it.
She's the worst.
So co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin, who was in the Trump administration until she turned Marxist, she said, we've never actually been in this moment in history before where so many former senior military officials who directly served under Donald Trump and senior officials like myself are warning about his character and his infidelity to the Constitution and how he views our military. Whoa!
Put the brakes on.
Hang on now. Hang on. Infidelity to the Constitution. You're a learned woman, Alyssa. Why don't you explain what you mean by that? What part of the Constitution did he supposedly violate? Let's see. Did he violate the Supreme Court and the Constitution and give taxpayer money for student loan forgiveness?
No, that
would have been Biden, right?
Yes, Biden.
Let's see. Was Trump out to destroy free speech?
No, that's the left. That's Kerry and Hillary, you know, banning you on all platforms.
Okay.
Yes.
Was Trump out attacking our Second Amendment rights that are, you know, enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights?
No, Kamala wants to be able to have the feds come into your house and make sure that your guns are locked up to their approval.
Yeah, so see... Yeah. They don't even make sense. They just repeat these lines. Trump's a liar. Mm-hmm. Trump will tear up the Constitution, and now Trump is a fascist. Well, Joy Behar had to up everybody, and she said, I don't even know what to say anymore.
I wish.
If people still follow this fascist pig, then I don't know what to say. I really don't. He referred to immigrants as animals.
Yeah.
You know why, right? He was talking about the immigrants that were raping and murdering.
MS-13.
Isn't that...
The gangs.
Isn't that like animal-like... Well, it's worse than animal behavior, right? Apparently, she says he called Jews lice.
What?
I'd never heard that one.
Oh, Mr. Abraham Accord himself?
We've never had a more pro-Israel president ever, okay?
Wow.
And this guy Trump calls people vermin. But she's calling him... A pig. A fascist pig. Okay. Our special guest is next.